Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joe Johnson, who was a terrific pro, just a professional scorer, ISO Joe, seven-time All-Star, 20,000-plus points in the NBA, incredible. Played for some good teams, played in a couple of different markets. We'll get his thoughts on the free agency, but also his first year now in the Big Three, and he knocked in the game winner. He scored 27 yesterday as the triplets took out the aliens, and he's with me here on Tiki and Tierney, minus Tiki. Joe, what's up, buddy? How are you today?
I'm all right. How you guys doing?
I'm good, man. Are you sore? I mean, I know you're in good shape, but it's hard to simulate. I think it might be hard to simulate getting after it as hard as you guys did yesterday. How's Joe feeling today?
I feel good, but it is hard to simulate, like the bump and grind, you know, fighting through picks and battling down low. You can't necessarily simulate that, but all in all, I feel pretty good.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one thing. First of all, the pace of the Big Three is tremendous. I mean, just the whole in-arena vibe, the music. Obviously, Cube has a great business model, and he surrounded himself with smart people. But what I really like is that the refs let you play a little bit. They let you bang. Finally, it's like the old-school NBA, Joe.
Yeah, definitely. They definitely let us play. It was definitely very physical. But, man, I enjoyed the whole ordeal, so I look forward to next weekend.
It's awesome, man. So this is your first year. Next weekend is week two, of course, on CBS and CBS Sports Network. And it's amazing. You know, it wasn't that long ago you were in that 2010 free agent class with Amari and LeBron and all the big names. Boozer, I believe, was there, right? I think Carlos Boozer was part of that. How much the league has changed here, Joe, to me, the attention, the focus, and really the conversations that occur after the season ends is amazing. Are you surprised to see just how much the NBA's grown? It's incredible.
No, I'm not surprised. I think guys are, you know, really knowing and understanding that in order to win a title or win a championship, that you have to pair up with a guy too. That's just kind of how it is in this day and age. So, you know, I'm looking forward to free agency just as well as you guys are.
Yeah, it's incredible. Let me ask you this. If you were Kevin Durant, all right. Now, I know you might not know exactly what he feels, say, about the medical staff in Golden State, or does he really want to try to tackle someplace like New York? But I guess just from an injury point of view, if you were Durant and, you know, that Achilles is no joke, as we know, and, you know, you're not playing next year, what would you do? Would you opt in and rehab? How would you handle that? Because it's such a unique circumstance for Kevin Durant.
Yeah, it's very unique. To be honest with you, man, I honestly did not know. I tried to put myself in his shoes.
Yep.
It's tough, man, because, you know, all in all, you know you're not going to play next season, but it just kind of depends on what's his preference or what he's looking forward to, you know?
Yeah. I was talking to Joe Johnson, seven times All-Star and 20,000-plus points, part of the Big Three, captain. Got a win yesterday for the triplets. He's with me here on Tiki and Tierney. I'll tell you what, man. I look at two of your former teams, Joe, and two of them are going in the right direction. I know you still follow the league entirely, but specifically the Hawks with their young players and the Nets who are facing some tough situations, or tough decisions, I should say. Are you a little surprised? Let me go to the Hawks first, Joe. Are you a little surprised that Trae Young got it as quickly as he did? I know he can shoot, but I thought he was going to have to put on a little weight. But the last, say, second half of the season, he was an all-star. I mean, he was great. Are you surprised?
No, I'm not surprised because he knows how to play, man. When you watch a guy play, you look at his instincts, how he passed, knowing when to pass, and making the right plays. And he's done that since I've been watching. So I think what had to happen for Trae was just him to get his confidence as far as scoring and shooting the basketball. And once he got that, it was a wrap.
It's incredible. I mean, he look at his numbers. I mean, for those who aren't sure, just go to CBSSports.com. Trae Young was a beast the second half. And then there's Brooklyn. And I know you had a few other stops, obviously. But, you know, the Brooklyn Nets are a team. You know, they've got a lot of money. And there's a lot of thoughts. They go for Kyrie. Maybe Kyrie brings Durant and all these possibilities. D'Angelo Russell. What was it like playing for the Nets? Did you like it?
Oh, man, I loved it.
You did?
You know, I did. I really did. I really loved it. I never ever imagine me playing in New York, but Brooklyn was great. It was obviously new, and man, they embraced us so well. I really enjoyed that part of it. The fans was great, the organization was great. So, I look for them to get back on the right track.
Oh, there's no doubt they're coming. And listen, as you play as long as you did, and you play for a couple of teams, you know you're going to cross paths with a lot of names. So I could even throw this by you. I'm very curious how you answer this. I'll talk to Joe Johnson. You played for Coach D'Antoni, Mike D'Antoni. And, you know, I love Mike and his offensive innovation. But I wonder if you think that there comes a time here, Joe, where, you know, maybe it's expired a bit. Maybe the league's caught up. Do you think that Mike can win a championship? Because, with all due respect, I'm not so sure that he can. I mean, I'm on the record as that, and a lot of people tend to agree with me. Can Mike D'Antoni's system win a championship?
Yeah, I think he can win a championship, and I think it's been some unfortunate circumstances the past couple of years because, believe it or not, I think if Durant played, they probably would have won because it wouldn't unleash Curry the way it did.
Interesting. But, that's interesting. Well, not many people say that. That's interesting, Joe.
Yeah, that's what I think because they played a lot of isolation ball against Houston.
Yep.
Because Durant was virtually unstoppable, so Curry never would have got off the way he did if Durant was out there. That's just my opinion, but yeah, I think their year is coming up. If they, you know, I know there's a lot of rumors around, but if they're able to keep their team together and come back, you know, next season, you know, who knows what happens.
All right, let me leave it at this here. Joe Johnson, 20,000 plus NBA points, and already 1 week into his big three stint, he's ripping it up, and he's one of the favorites to win the MVP. Dropped it almost 30 yesterday in the win for the triplets. So I asked George, I asked George Gervin this on Saturday night. I asked the Iceman. I said, all right, you get to pick two teammates. You didn't have to play with them. They could be older, you know, now, whatever, and that you can stack up and play three on three with and play anybody in the world. And I'm not going to tell you his answers until you tell me yours. Joe Johnson gets to pick two all-time three-on-three teammates. Who are you picking?
All-time three-on-three teammates.
Now you got to be strategic here, Joe.
Well, I'm gonna go with some of my two favorites, guards, and they're big guards, and that's Michael Jordan and Penny Hardaway.
Penny, oh, healthy. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I say those guys because, I mean, MJ was 6'6", but Penny's about 6'8", 6'9". And you can switch everything, and both of them can post up. So that's the thing in the big three. You got to have a guy who can go down there and get you a foul or a bucket.
Yeah, that's true. Good to see Greg Oden back. I know he's a little rusty, but he's back in the league, and I think we're all rooting for him. The kid McDonald is an absolute – he didn't play in the NBA. He's an absolute load. They list him at 280. There's no way that kid's 280, McDonald. By the way, Iceman said Magic Johnson and Kareem. Got the Skyhook and the great assist man, Magic. What do you think of those?
Yeah.
You're right with that?
I like them. I think with Kareem, they'll probably just put him in pick and roll. Obviously, his offense, you know, would be probably unstoppable, but okay. A big guy, you know, they just going to put him in pick and roll and make you switch or make you make a decision.
Oh, you can't make Kareem look bad. You can't abuse the big man. Come on, you going to put him on an island and cross him up and get him on skates and make it? You're going to abuse poor Kareem that way. We can't do that to Kareem.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, man.
I got you.
We're all trying to win.
I hear you. Well, listen, one game, one win, 27 points. Welcome to the big three. I'll be seeing you down the road throughout the season. Thanks a lot, Joe. Appreciate it, man. And congrats on a great NBA career.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.